Track 16, Six Norfolk Reads. Norfolk writers open up the worlds of dinosaurs, disasters, and love triumphing over division.
Salthouse, true wartime love story. The heartwarming story of how a Salthouse girl fell in love with a German prisoner of war in the 1940s inspired Sarah Mitchell's latest novel. Jeanette and Kurt Dams met when she was just 15 and he was a prisoner of war at a camp in the village. Inmates had cleared mines from the beaches and also played football against a Salthouse team and made toys for the younger children. After hearing an appeal asking people to invite prisoners to Christmas dinner, Jeanette's family hosted three, including Kurt. Jeanette and Kurt married 2 years later and went on to raise a family in Norfolk. Sarah, of Leathering Set, came across their story whilst researching local history. She was a human rights barrister before studying creative writing at the University of East Anglia, and her third novel, The English Girl, turns the real-life love story into a fictional tale of a Norfolk girl who falls for a German prisoner and has to embark upon a journey of secrets and betrayal. The English Girl by Sarah Mitchell is published by Bookucha.
Mother and Daughter, Dinosaur Art Duo. An A to Z book written in rhyme and beautifully illustrated by mother and daughter Jill Michelle Smith and Jennifer Watson welcomes children to an extraordinary world of extinct animals. They introduce 26 weird and wonderful beasts in words and pictures. Meet a woolly mammoth, a dodo, and many even more unfamiliar creatures, including the Josepho Artigas, which was the biggest rodent that ever lived, and a wingless bird called the moa. Jill, an artist and illustrator from Yaxham, and Jennifer from Hockering, who has worked in graphic design and conservation and heritage, and has a young son fascinated by dinosaurs, are keen to help young children develop a love of natural history and awareness of the importance of protecting the wildlife we still have. Alongside the book, printed on sustainably sourced paper, they've created a range of products based on their A to Z designs, including a rucksack, pencil case, poster, apron, and clock, available from dodoanddinosaur.com. An A to Z of Extraordinary Extinct Creatures by Jill Michelle Smith and Jennifer Watson is published by Barnwell Print of Aylsham.
Biography of a writer who mixed fact and fiction. Sebald has been called one of the most extraordinary and influential writers of the 20th century. Born in Germany at the end of the Second World War, he arrived in Norfolk to study and teach at the University of East Anglia. Sebald was fascinated by overlooked people, places, objects and events, and his books combined fiction, history, autobiography and photography. One of the most famous, The Rings of Saturn, is a journey through East Anglia inspired by the life of the great linguist and scientist Thomas Brown. It riffs on subjects ranging from the gaslit winter gardens of a Victorian mansion to an exploded moon, and from wartime bombing raids to the history of sugar beet farming. Carol Angier's biography was inspired by her admiration for the enigmatic writer who was killed in a car crash in 2001. She unravels some of the mysteries of his life and work through archive research, his own writing, and the memories of people who knew him. Speak Silence, In Search of W.G. Sebald by Carol Angier, is published by Bloomsbury Circus.
Great Pictures of Great Yarmouth. 2 centuries ago, the artist John Preston sketched some of the grandest buildings in Great Yarmouth. He drew the Town Hall, the Custom House, St. George's Chapel, now a theatre, and St. Nicholas Church, now the Minster, plus several buildings which no longer exist, including High Mill, said to be the tallest in Europe, and the town's north and south gates. His drawings became an important record of a thriving town and were published as the book Picture of Yarmouth, exactly 200 years ago. Now, Yarmouth people have helped pick 25 of the town's buildings and views to be part of a new book inspired by Preston. The new Picture of Yarmouth, 200 Years of Built Heritage, was put together by members of the Great Yarmouth Local History and Archaeology Society. Alongside Preston's drawings are photographs of the same streets today and drawings by Yarmouth artist Philip Harvey of landmarks which have been added to the skyline since Preston's time. A chapter is devoted to each scene, researched and written by local volunteers. The picture of Yarmouth, 200 years of built heritage, is produced by the Great Yarmouth Local History and Archaeology Society.
Second novel for acclaimed author. National reviewers and best-selling writers called his first novel outstanding, stunning, and an instant classic. Now the sequel is out and described as part Western, part courtroom drama, and all thriller. There's a murder, obsession, suspense against a backdrop of the Australian outback and state-sanctioned massacre. Author and former lawyer Paul Howarth arrived in Norwich from Australia to study at the University of East Anglia and now lives in Thorpe St Andrew. His debut novel, Only Killers and Thieves, won an international award and was shortlisted for several more. Dust Off the Bones returns to Australia and follows the story of Tommy McBride, haunted by the murder of his family, fleeing a freak accident and another death, and pursued by childhood memories of a massacre. His brother desperately needs to find him, but so does a ruthless official with a lot to hide. Dust Off the Bones by Paul Howarth is published by Pushkin Press.
Norfolk Railway Disaster. On the night of September the 10th, 1874, two trains crashed head-on just outside Norwich. 28 people died, and the aftermath of the tragedy included a manslaughter trial, record compensation payments, and a new system to prevent such a tragedy ever happening again. The writer Phyllida Scrivens lives close to the crash site, and her latest book tells the stories of many of those involved that stormy September night when the sound of the collision brought villagers running to the scene. Working with members of Thorpe History Group and Brundall Local History Group, including descendants of some of the dead and injured, she discovered that a popular riverside pub became a morgue, and travellers on the doomed trains included landowners, clergymen, a doctor, a seamstress, domestic servants, and an heiress. The Great Thorpe Railway Disaster, 1874, Heroes, Victims, Survivors, will be launched at Jarrold on September the 30th. On September the 16th, Philippa will... On September the 16th, Phyllida will be talking about the railway disaster at the Forum, Norwich, as part of the Heritage Open Days programme. The Great Thorpe Railway Disaster, 1874, Heroes, Victims, Survivors, by Phyllida Scrivens, is published by Pen and Sword Books.